It does seem that the times really are a-changing, but that's an illusion. The times don't change. In one way, nothing changes. And in another way, all is change, all the time. So there is a something that's never been really named. And that doesn't change. But all our experiences are changing all the time. And we seem to have a mechanism inside to do with our survival that doesn't want change. That part of the brain wants to identify things and see the way they are, understand them, control them, and be comfortable with them. Because that's its job, to keep us safe. But it's pretty sure that what we experience is not what is what we'll call out there. And now science is talking to us about that. They're having their experiences, and they're saying, some branches of science, categorically, absolutely, for sure, there is no color out there, there's no sound out there. And some are saying, as the sages of old, there's no shape out there. There's nothing out there. Now, when we bring that to our mind and the way we've been programmed, there is no way of matching those two things, because all of our experiences reinforces as something out there. We can touch it, we can taste it, we can smell it, we can see it, we can hear it. And it's pretty certain that isn't so. Now, what we've been told, I've been told in many ways, from what seem to be extraterrestrials and kahunas from Hawaii and aunties from the Aboriginal people, oh, and somebody who is a native of America, they're all saying something's going to happen around now. And my experience is, and what I'm getting from hearing from people, something is happening around now. Now, it's always been happening, but the thing is, we have become more sensitive. Let's call it sensitive. So we're starting to experience things that have always gone on, but we've become more sensitive to them. Now, what these predictions were saying is there's going to be a massive change in consciousness in human beings. And the change is that the illusion of inside and outside are going to switch. So what I've been told in many ways from many people is what we've been holding back, suppressing, avoiding, denying, is going to manifest in a material way on what we call the outside. Now, if you look at the mainstream and the alternative news, you'll see something is happening. Whatever it is, whether it's the drugs people are taking or the pharmaceuticals are taking for depression, whatever it is, people are now acting more irrationally than they've ever done. Politicians are lying in such a way that it's so obvious to the observer, and they go on doing it as though they think they're going to get away with it, which of course they have done. The same with pharmaceutical companies and the food companies, as though it's going to go on forever, and it isn't, because a certain number of us are getting very sensitive, incredibly sensitive, way, way, way beyond what we could imagine before. And so we're being told what's coming is way, way, way beyond what we can imagine now. Something is coming that we don't have the facility to be able to foretell it, understand it, guess it, anything. It's just totally different. Something is coming. The more sensitive people, or it could be that people who have done more work in past lives, if there is such a thing, they're on the forefront of these changes. And there isn't really any reference. Even in the Eastern traditions, there isn't any reference for what's happening to us now. Now, of course, people like Buddha and Mahavir and Bankhayan, they had certain things happening. And either it wasn't like we're having now, or they didn't know how to describe what it is, or they didn't think it was appropriate to share with us. But whatever, it's happening now. And what's happening is, especially for what we call the pioneers, the people on the front, the people who are most sensitive, what we call reality is dissolving. And that's a very good word, dissolve, shifting. So what seemed to be solid, in one way is still solid, and yet when we go quiet and still and look, things start to change. Often it starts to happen on the inside, a tremor, a vibration, and sometimes it's not physical. It's a frequency that doesn't actually shake the body, and yet it feels as though the body's disintegrating. And looking out, first of all, things seem to go into a mandala, they swirl around, and then they start to shimmer, then they start to become transparent, and then it feels as though they're going to disappear. But here's the thing, you see, when the seer and the seer are one, when the outside disappears, so does the inside. So the observer also starts to disappear. And then the physical system goes on panic, because the physical system is designed to keep you in a body, because presumably that's what you're supposed to be at the moment. So it's designed and says, something's wrong, alert, take care, come back. If you still have fear of death, you'll listen to that call and you'll come back. Buddha used to get his bhikkhus to go to the ghats where dead bodies are burnt, and he used to get them to be with the dead bodies. What that could be about is just getting used to death. People die, and you're going to die. Now, if there's a contraction about that, you'll keep pulling back. As you expand, as you evolve, you start to see the possibility of death in a different way. And now we're getting more support from that. We're getting lots and lots of people who are having near-death experiences. They physically die, brain dead, heart dead, and they go on living, not in the body, but in an energy form. We have been conditioned in a certain way, and especially us in the West, to fear death. And that's a contraction. And that's the opposite of sensitivity. So what we need to look at is the possibility of unprogramming this place. Now, what support do we have unprogramming? Well, look at the people who live in fear. We don't want to live like that, do we? We don't want to live the way these people are living. They're not happy. They're not only not happy, they're in misery. So what about just the possibility of a different possibility? And the only way we're going to see that is to clear our conditioning, clear that old memory, and so we can start to look at things in a fresh way. And here's some suggestions of how we can do that. Go on the web, any way you can, and read as much as you can and hear as much as you can of people who have had near-death experiences. Keep doing it, keep doing it. And so you restart to program your brain with at least another possibility. Go to people who channel people who are out of their bodies. Go, keep going there. Keep having sessions. And hear them talking to people that you know, and they don't, who are out of their bodies. If you do that enough, at least you'll start to loosen up that old conditioning. Maybe there really is something else. Maybe it's here. It's now. And maybe there isn't anything else. This is it. And we are only tuned to see certain frequencies. Like that story in the Pacific Islands when the explorers first came to the island, the natives couldn't see their ship, so they thought they were ghosts and come from heaven, because they hadn't been conditioned to see the possibility of that sailing ship. We are not seeing things that are there. And people who are more sensitive than us can see it. They can hear it. They can talk to people who are no longer in their bodies. And we need to open up to this possibility. Because we've been living in a very, very restricted way, apart from just a few people who've had transformations. As I was talking previously, scientists are now realizing that the heart is emitting a vibration, a frequency. And they're saying it's up to 2 meters away, strong, and then a further few meters, weak. But you see, it may be that it's the instrument that can't register the fact that it's infinite. It may be the instruments can't register some frequency that's there and not realized. And just as an exercise, just to take a look at the possibility that everything is more than you've been told. There's more to everything. There's a depth to everything. And that includes you. And as you start to loosen up inside, disconnect from those fixed parts of the brain that restrict your capabilities, you start to feel something, sense something, but not in the old way, in a new way, and you don't have a language for it. And the mind says, hey, it's my job to take care of you. I've got to understand what's going on. But it can't. It doesn't have the capabilities. You have to go soft and gentle and sense. Now, when you do, if you're not completely comfortable with dying, as you start to get to these outer reaches, you're going to feel as though you're going to die. Contraction, you're back. If you're comfortable with the idea of dying, you've got used to talking to, listening to people, talking to the others on the other side, and people have had near-death experiences, you've got comfortable. In fact, you may be like most people who've had near-death experiences, you're looking forward to death. Then, as these things start to happen, you stay soft. You stay gentle. There's one thing to check. If you think it's a medical situation, get checked. Get a brain scan. Once you've got the okay, go there. Go right out. Go out there. You start to dissolve. Everything starts to dissolve. And then the mind will say, oh, this. No, the mind can't go there. The mind will keep pulling you back. Don't go there. Into the not knowing. It may be everything, absolutely everything, is totally different than not only what you've been told, but what you've experienced. Other levels here. Now, and if you've got comfortable with death, whatever's happening, you'll say, ah, this is happening. I wonder what's next. You see, I wonder what's next. Not, oh no, contraction. I wonder what's next. Expansion. Availability. And then, even if you stay in a body, you don't ascend. Let's talk about that. Talked about it before. It's possible that we're only in a body by contraction, which is a sort of choice, that all the lifetrons, the little bits and pieces that make us up, by agreement, come together to form parts of us. And as we let go, and they let go, they don't have to hold a certain frequency, they start to dissolve, such has been reported with some people. Some people, when they die, they just disappear. That's what's supposed to have happened to Jesus. But it's just going gently to that edge with a form of gentle, soft, sweet curiosity. Thank you very, very much for what's now. And if there's something else, whatever the consequences, I am available now. Or there is only now. Everything else, illusion. There is only here. Everything else, illusion. Just look at it that way as a possibility. If nothing else, it'll help to dislodge you from the old ideas. And as we said before, just look at the history of science, how it's changed and changed and changed and changed, and it's changing even more rapidly now. We used to live on a flat planet in the center of the universe. That's a laugh, isn't it? And in 100 years, 10 years, you'll be laughing at what we thought was real now. So it isn't that the times they are changing. It's us. We're awakening. We're becoming more sensitive. We're starting to tune in to what's here now.